Today's program has been brought to you by TechServe, New York's original and still the best Apple computer, iPod, and iPhone store and repair shop. For more information, visit TechServe.com.
You're listening to Heritage Radio Network, broadcasting live from Bushwick, Brooklyn. If you like this program, visit heritageradionetwork.org for thousands more.
Welcome to Metropolitan Ave. I'm your host for the next 40 minutes, DJ Lady DM. If you're tuning in for the first time, Metropolitan Ave brings you the best independent musical talent, most of whom are discovered performing in non-traditional venues here in New York City. If you miss our live broadcast, you'll find us archived on the heritageradionetwork.org website. And for those of you on the go, pick us up as a podcast on iTunes or Stitcher. Tonight's in-studio musical guest is Mount Moon, who will be performing live.
Hello.
Hey, welcome to Metropolitan Ave. Please introduce yourself, your name, and the instruments you've brought down to entertain us with tonight.
I'm Mount Moon. My name's Wes, and I've brought a couple synthesizers down to play for you and play some songs off my new stuff, my new album.
Awesome. I'd love to have our guests hear why I invited you on the show. Do you have a song for us?
Yeah. The song is called I'll Be Cold.
I'm going to turn off the percolator in the meantime. I made myself some tea before the show. What's the name of that song?
I'll Be Cold.
C-O-L-D or called?
Cold. C-O-L-D.
Awesome. Like tonight?
It's like I'll Be Cold.
It's like 20 degrees outside. Finally yeah. In New York, it's pretty freezing. So Wesley Bryan.
Yes.
What an amazing poetic name. And I'm listening to your lyrics and your music today in particular, getting ready for the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it's extremely, extremely poetic.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
If you had a chance to, like, write your own bio, what would you include in it? What would you tell us about yourself?
I'm from North Carolina. I was originally from Maryland. And, yeah, I played in bands for a long time and just recently started doing this kind of music. I was playing folk music in the subway. I'm sure that's where you probably saw me.
Yeah, like, we were talking about that when
kind of like
came in.
Anti-folk music, and I still do that in the subway, but now I've been leaning towards this kind of stuff in recording and on shows and stuff. And yeah, I don't know.
That's what's your background in music, though? What style were you playing down south?
I was in like pop punk bands and like weird kind of like freak folk bands and I don't know, that kind of indie pop stuff.
What instruments do you play? Or are you mainly singing?
I was mainly singing in all those bands. My first band was when I was like 15. It was like just a band that covered like pop punk songs, and we made our own kind of stuff. But it was pretty corny and bouncy kind of music, and so then we moved on to like darker, harder music, I guess, when I got older, and then stopped playing like heavy music entirely and focused on acoustic music for a really long time.
Yeah, you're also an artist. You're an illustrator, painer.
This is true.
Collage artist. I didn't really know how to group everything together.
Yeah, I do. I mean, I've never been in the position where I feel like confident about calling myself like an artist, but I do art, I guess, on the side. I enjoy making comic books the most. I've made two of them, and I'm working on a third. And yeah. But other than that, I mean, it's always been a passion and a hobby, but never like a career choice, I guess, as like a visual artist.
Yeah, which started first, though? The music, actually singing, writing, playing music, or drawing?
I mean, definitely drawing. I was like 7 years old and drawing like Sonic the Hedgehog and then like Dragon Ball Z characters when I got older and like that kind of stuff. But it was always like comic book, anime, cartoon kind of stuff. And then I hit a point where I was older and hanging out with artist people and doing cool drugs or whatever, and then you get kind of weird with it.
Where was this?
Everywhere. Yeah. All over. Up and down the East Coast.
How long have you been in New York?
I've been in New York 3 years now.
Okay, so how did you arrive? Is there a story to that?
I mean, it's pretty standard. I, like, a bunch of people from North Carolina and the, like, music collective that I was a part of moved up here. And there's just a bunch of people that we used to hang out with, and they all moved up here, and then I would come to visit them, like, every couple months, and then I, like, kind of fell in love with it and was like, oh, I can do what I want here, so I moved up here to try to pursue that.
Do you mind talking about this music collective a bit?
It was, like, this thing called the Spaz, and a bunch of people, my friend Jeff ran it, and it was just like a kind of house shows and warehouse shows, and we had like a storefront for a while, and like
this is in North Carolina,
this is in Greenville, North Carolina.
Okay.
And then like, yeah,
someone decided to move to New York.
Well, yeah, like we ran a bunch of shows there, but Jeff ended up moving to Philly at some point, and then like a couple of people that I knew moved to New York, but we all were like friends going to like house shows and this kind of setting in North Carolina, and everybody kind of worked together in some way, shape, or form.
Have you found the same community here while you've been here, or what's your experience been?
There's a lot of different communities, I guess. I haven't really found like a home like that. I mean, that was a really small town, so it was like everybody that you could look at and tell was like, you know, into the same kind of things became your friend, I guess.
I love when it's that simple.
Yeah, I mean, this is a town where most of the people are either like farmers or frat boys, like, so.
So you gravitated towards these people that reflect
yourself.
Yeah,
it's a college town, so it attracts a liberal crowd as well.
And New York City thus far, what's your experience been with people and other musicians?
It's been awesome. I've met a lot of people through like playing in the subway and just playing music in general and trying to play music every day with either out in public or with people in some way, shape, or form. And so I've met a lot of people and gotten to work with a lot of people who've helped me in a lot of ways and make cool shit as well.
How did the name Mount Moon come about?
It's from Pokemon.
I don't pay attention to Pokemon at all, so I had no idea.
So I was like, I guess 11 when that game came out, and it was like my favorite thing ever. So it's like just a level that you play in Pokemon. It's where the Clefairies dance, It's kind of cool. So it sounded like a cool name, and then recently it's got this whole like weird like witch vibe that I don't like, that people have kind of like thought it was, I guess.
Mm.
Just because the name. But it was originally a video game reference, yeah.
And in terms of your music and influences, like, what are you drawing from? I read your comic book text, so I mean, I have my own small interpretation of it, but if you want to take a moment and let us know what...
I mean, music and lyrics, I guess, just sad stuff, psychedelic stuff, cool sounds that I hear. I mean, yeah, I like old soul, sad soul singers and stuff. I like Otis Redding and that kind of stuff, so I can't do that kind of music. I don't have, like, a backing horn band, and I don't have that much soul, so I try to do my small robot version of it here. But, you know, I like a lot of new wave music and stuff like that.
I hear the new wave influence, actually. I grew up, like, watching MTV, like, really late at night. They had a lot of bands from England and The Cure and all that stuff, and your voice reminds me of...
A lot
of new wave stuff that I love, love, love.
And those are the kind of bands that were going around in North Carolina that I started like playing in house shows and stuff, like Future Islands and like Ear Power, and Dan Deacon played in like a skate park and stuff, and it was like that kind of thing. So I got into like kind of electro pop music through that. And
what did the first time that you heard that, you know, that you understood that you could sing? What could you tell us a little bit about that experience? The first time you found your voice?
Actually, I don't. I remember the first time thinking I could sing good was in my mom's minivan singing like songs from Aladdin, and I was like, "This is kind of easy. I could do this, right?" But I mean, I'm sure it was piss poor versions of Aladdin. But it, yeah, I do remember that. And then I was in like theater classes in high school, and the chorus teacher was like, "Hey, you can sing. You should come play in chorus or come sing in chorus." So I did that, and then joined a band when I turned 15. So I started playing bass, and there was another singer, and then I ended up sucking at bass and needing money, so I sold the bass and started singing instead. And I made a decent singer, and then after all the bands that I was in broke up, I needed to keep playing music, so I taught myself guitar at like GNC and just made a bunch of crappy pop songs off of these things and based around melodies and figured out that I was kind of good at that.
And the songwriting, did that also emerge in the same way, or was that a different experience for you?
It's like a slow discovery evolution kind of thing. Like
you seem like you have a lot of rich references. I'm gonna dig until we get there.
Yeah, I mean, I read a lot, so that kind of helps, I guess. Who am I reading right now?
In general, like, who's really rocked your world?
I don't know. This is such a hard question to... I read a lot of books. I really like reading The Philosophy of William James, and I really like reading... my favorite book is probably Ken Kesey's Sometimes a Great Notion. These like the answers that I know, but I read a lot. But right now I'm reading an Alan Watts book, and I just finished reading Moby Dick. I'd never read Moby Dick before. But so I do a lot of that.
Melville.
Yeah, he was kind of crazy. So and I was an English major, so I wanted to originally be a writer, and that was a half-assed decision, so I went on to play music instead.
So this is really interesting. I would never have guessed that, and I'm totally in my head just drawing all these allusions to Lord Byron.
Oh, no, no.
Also from your last name. That's really funny. Well, let's hear another song.
Okay.
What's this one called?
This one, I will play... Would you like to be a soft or heavy song?
It's up to you, my friend. It's that kind of night. I don't know. Might be good for soft music.
Cool.
Hello?
Is that loud enough for you, Mr. Engineer? This is a new song, and it has no title right now. I made it last week.
You've got me running off again, wanting you to chase me and help me find my head. You've got me running off again, wanted you to chase me and help me find my head. I want whatever this is to hurt. I want whatever this is to hurt you too.
We're going to take a short break and we'll be right back with our in-studio musical guest, Wesley Byron, a.k.a. Mount Moon.
This special program was brought to you by TechServe, New York's premier authorized Apple reseller and service provider, serving creative professionals at all levels, from individual customers to Fortune 100 companies. TechServe has built a solid reputation in their expertise in technology, sales, and service. Visit them on the web at techserve.com or in New York City at 119 West 23rd Street. Learn more about their in-store classes and incredible insider program. Make stuff happen. TechServe.
So welcome back to Metropolitan Ave. I'm your host, DJ Lady DM. Thanks for keeping your digital dial tuned to Brooklyn. We'll be taking live calls at 718-497-2128 for the last 8 minutes of the broadcast. If you have any questions for our guests, please dial in. The number again is 718-497-2128. You can also email us your questions at info@heritageradionetwork.org. You describe your music as freak folk. What does that label mean to you?
That was the music that we were making earlier in like college and stuff. I mean, it was just listening to folk music that was influenced more by weird noise and sounds and psychedelia, I guess. A little bit like not normal folk, I guess.
What would you describe your music as now?
Definitely, like, trying to be some sort of new wave soul kind of... I don't know. It's like sad power pop music, I guess. That's what I like. It's just pop music, really, but if I had to describe it as anything.
And I first discovered you on the Metropolitan Avenue L station, like busking underground. What's been your overall experience like performing as an artist in that environment?
I mean, it's been relatively positive, but I've gotten a lot of work and projects through it. But
how long ago did you start busking?
I've been doing it on and off for the entire time I've been here, pretty much. So like 2 or 3 years, because I did it when I originally got fired from a job, and like I just was like, shit, I need to pay rent. So I went into the subway and started doing playing music and realized I could make a little money. So I did it, and then in between I've gotten jobs and then got back and then got, you know, so yeah. But it's been relatively positive. It kind of wears you down eventually, though.
In what ways?
You just get tired of it. You get tired of the songs you're playing. You get tired of just people in general, like in the ride the subway and everybody. I don't know.
What have been your friendlier, more friendly spots here in New York City?
I've mainly stuck around the L line, like in Williamsburg and the East Village and stuff. And I haven't really ventured out too far because I'm not really loud enough to play a lot of the stations. Like at certain times of the day when I'm on my guitar, you need to have like 8 buckets and be like pounding it out. And so I can't really do that. But
you're referring to another busker.
You need to be loud at certain stations, and I can't be. And then certain stations, there's people just kind of have their spots and their time, and they show up and like you don't mess with them, I guess.
the rules, the unspoken rules of busking here in New York City. I can imagine it's probably like its own like dictionary.
I guess.
And what side of your musical personality do you present underground? And how is that different from, say, like the music or the way you perform in a venue?
I'm usually much happier when I'm in a venue, I guess, because I know that I have to just play that one time. And otherwise other people are like either congratulating me or getting me drinks. And like... So that's a nice setting if people actually show up. But underground, I'm always like I feel like I'm always in a pretty bad mood just because I'm like kind of focusing on getting the songs, doing them right over and over and over again. And it's kind of gets stressful, and you're just thinking about money and you're thinking about all these different things that you don't kind of make you upset.
So you said doing it right over and over and over again. Are you doing other people's music? Are you doing original
music? Oh, it's my songs. It's all my songs. I've covered a Grateful Dead song a couple times and a Bruce Springsteen song a couple times, but other than that, it's and a Sam Cooke song a couple times, but only half of it. Other than that, it's all my music.
And what's your setup underground? Because you're usually playing ukulele, or what is
it? It's a half size guitar.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a half size classical guitar named Evelyn. I was like, I forgot my guitar's name for a second. Evelyn.
Evelyn's an interesting name. Actually, I have a roommate named Evelyn right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I know, because like we were speaking when we, you know, were getting ready to like have you down. I was like, are you playing guitar? Like, what are you doing? And you're like, no, we do that underground. This is what I'm doing now. So there sounds like there's been an evolution.
There's been it's been a slow evolution for a while. I guess I started getting like loop pedals like a year and a half ago, and then it kind of went from there. Like, I bought like a loop pedal and put a pickup in my guitar and realized that I could loop it. Then I realized that I could like kind of like build a robot band out of this stuff that played for me, and I could just compose and sing. So,
and this is not feasible to bring underground, like this setup.
Everything's got to be plugged in. It's more difficult, and it's like a little too like showy, I guess. I don't want to like have this all out in like the subway, like asking for money, because then I'm like, I got all these toys, like why do I need money, that kind of thing. With the guitar, it's like more humble, I guess.
That's interesting, though, because I always feel like busking in New York is on a whole other level because there's so many talented people here. And I honestly almost see it as a regular venue.
It definitely is a regular venue, and it's actually the oldest profession, or one of the oldest professions. I mean, it was like there was buskers and Sumer and stuff, like street performers. But so, yeah, it's a real job to a lot of people, but... I don't know. I don't want to get too show buddy with it. Plus, you got to lug all this stuff around. And it's heavy.
And what's your favorite season, winter or summer, for summer. Being down there?
So, I mean, definitely like spring, I guess. When people are like getting excited about summer, that's the best time to be like playing music, I think.
That's awesome. What's your perfect like post-busking Subway meal? Say you made some bang. What do you treat yourself to?
I mean, I usually just get like Two Brothers pizza or like dumplings or something. I get like cheap stuff. I don't know if I've ever had like the perfect meal. I mean, I've been like taken out to meals, like Big Burgers and stuff.
Where have people taken you?
I mean, just everywhere around. I guess one time this guy like took me out to some like fancy West Village cafe, seeing he was going to be my, like my agent at some point, which never like worked out, but I got like a awesome sandwich out of it. Nothing ever came of it. He was kind of weird.
Well, it is New York. Do you have any new releases or upcoming shows you'd like to tell our audience about?
Yeah, I have two shows this weekend. I have a show at this place called the Pulsar House. It's a kind of loft house venue thing, I think. It's run by this film crew, and they're putting me on for like an hour and filming, and it's going to have crazy lights, but it's a limited number and private, kind of private event. So if anybody wants to come, they should email me at calledthelittleking@gmail.com, or like visit my Facebook or Bandcamp or anything. You can get up with me. And I do have a new album. It's called Space Layers, and it'll be out by January. It's going to have all these songs on it and stuff. It's my more electronic album. And I'm also playing a show on Sunday at Muchmore's in Williamsburg.
And the show, sorry, the loft party, that's Friday night?
It's Saturday night.
What time are you performing?
I'm performing. The show starts at 10, and I'm performing at like 10:30.
Okay, and Sunday night, what time are you on?
Sunday night, I perform at 9:30 at Muchmore's at 2 Havemeyer Street.
Okay, so how long is that set going to be?
That set's going to be a normal, shorter set, like 30, 45 minutes. The other one's just me.
Great, and you have a couple of different websites. I saw a website with your artwork.
Yeah, my main website is www.supermassive.biz, like supermassive black hole. And yeah, I have that website. I have my Bandcamp, which is mountmoon@bandcamp.com. And I have a Facebook, and you can look me up there.
Great. There was another question I wanted to ask you, and it completely slipped my mind. It was along the lines of contacts and shows. I'm going to skip that. Cool. All right. Do you have a third song?
Yeah, of course. This song's called Venetian.
All right, but I need some background music for my outro. As okay. We agreed to.
Yes. Got that.
Awesome. Thanks. Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's all the time we have tonight. I'd like to say thanks again to our musical guest, Wesley Byron of Mount Moon, Lila Salam, our videographer, and Joe for engineering today's show. You'll find tonight's broadcast of Metropolitan Ave and many other great shows archived on heritageradionetwork.org. You can also visit Heritage Radio Network on iTunes and Stitcher. See you next week, and thanks for listening.
this like that. It's been a long time, too long. I've got the residue of you built up in my back. It brings me down. She's gonna get her own. She won't be my baby no more. She's gonna get her own. And when you let me loose, I don't know what to do. I gotta get my own. But she won't be my baby no more. She's gonna get her. The Lord said, eat this shit and surely die, for you will see the flaws of my design. I said, give me truth, I spoke too soon, we're better off before, and now we burst out of mind. She said, I need a little time. She said, I just need some time. She won't be my baby no more. She's gonna get her own. She won't be my baby no more. She's gonna get her own. And when you let me loose, I don't know what to do. I gotta get my own. But she won't be my baby no more. She's gonna get her own.
Thanks for listening to this program on heritageradionetwork.org. You can find all of our archived programs on our website or as podcasts in the iTunes store by searching Heritage Radio Network. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at @heritage_radio. You can email us questions at any time at info@heritageradionetwork.org. Heritage Radio Network is a nonprofit organization. To donate and become a member, visit our website today. Thanks for listening.